The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Hey folks, I challenge you to think of at least one thing you no longer do that you wish you could. Do you miss like playing golf, maybe long walks with your spouse, sleeping through the night? Are you ready to start living without pain? My colleagues and friends, Hugh Hewitt, Dennis Prager, Mike Gallagher, have been talking about their own successful experience with Relief Factor, and you can add Eric Metaxas to that list. Relief Factor is changing the lives of tens of thousands of Salem radio listeners by reducing and even eliminating daily aches and pains. ReliefFactor.com is full of great success stories, and now I am on board. For just $19.95, Relief Factor is offering a three-week quick start that could help you live your life with little to no pain. Go to ReliefFactor.com to see testimonials from folks all over the country. I love reading them. Over 70% of those that try Relief Factor continue as a customer. Feel the relief and get back your independence and freedom from the aches and pains of everyday life. Go to ReliefFactor.com. Read the testimonies. I tell all my relatives to take it. ReliefFactor.com.
Welcome to the Eric Metaxas Show.
You know, comparing Eric Metaxas to any other radio show host is a lot like comparing apples and, oranges, perhaps?
Yes, that's it. Precisely, oranges.
Ripe, luscious, supple oranges dripping with sticky, sweet juice.
Another day or two and they'll be rotten and inedible.
But today, they're glorious and inviting.
Just like Eric.
And now, aren't you glad he's here? Eric Metaxas.
And, you know, I think Todd's only saying that because he sees that I'm wearing orange today, in honor of the word that you can't rhyme with, orange. Aren't you glad that I brought that up? Hey, folks, I got to tell you a couple of things. First of all, there's been a lot of controversy about me lately, and you know what? I eat it up with a spoon. I laugh and laugh. Like, it's sort of sick, but it's funny.
Yeah.
Okay, two things.
Okay.
First of all, I'm dying. I wrote two books with Tim Ragland. They're called Donald the Caveman books. The first one is Donald Drains the Swamp. And the second one is called Donald Builds the Wall. And these books at Amazon are not classified as children's books. Do you know why? Because they're not. They're satire. They're satire for adults. They're meant to be funny. But because the humor is not nasty humor, and we don't use four-letter words the way the pseudo-children's book parodies making fun of Trump often do, we have said that many people give these books to their kids because the kids just laugh. It's cute. It's a cute story of swamp monsters and whatever. But it's satire. It's humor. People need to get a sense of humor. Hey, grow a sense of humor, will you? So there was an article, I think yesterday morning, somebody at Pathos literally compared these books to Nazi propaganda. The woman writer said they gave her the same vibe.
Ooh.
And I got to tell you, I am speechless. I've written a 600-page book denouncing the Nazis. My family lived through this horrible period, suffered through this horrible period. And there are people out there. So the conclusion is the world has gone crazy. But I want to say, for the record, these books are humor books for adults. Children don't get the jokes like there's a vicious gang called MSNBC 13. Children don't get the jokes that the biggest swamp monster of all is the Georgosaurus, like George Soros. Children don't get the idea that the dinosaur, one of the swamp creatures who has half glasses and cries a lot, is supposed to be like Senator Chuck Schumer. People don't get that the stegosaurus that looks a little bit like Hillary Clinton might be Hillary Clinton. People don't get, kids don't get the fact that the orange triceratops is supposed to be John Brennan. People don't get that Mitch McConnell happens to look like a turtle and maybe it's a bipartisan swamp. People don't get those jokes unless they're sophisticated adults. Kids don't get those jokes. So these books were written and classified by Regnery and Amazon and whoever anywhere else, booksellers, as humor books.
Right.
Humor books intended for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Now, because they are so sweet,
yeah,
you can use them as kids' books.
Yeah.
But we didn't write them as kids' books. We wrote them just like all the... If you go on political humor
right.
on Amazon,
political
you're going to see
yes.
nasty anti-Trump books that are packaged as kids' books. Like it's, that's kind of the joke, right? So people don't get that, number one. And I'm sure, share the guilt because I have sometimes referred to them as kids' books when, in fact, they're not kids' books, okay? They're classified officially under political humor, okay? So somebody wrote an unhinged article. I mean, I have to say, when people are writing stuff like this, you just shrug. You say, I don't know what to say. Then people, it's like you don't know whether to laugh or cry. Franklin Graham was on the show with me.
Yeah.
And we dare to think that this president is doing a good job. We haven't suddenly said, oh, we don't care about adultery. Eh, we don't care about lying. Eh, we don't care. Like, I don't think anybody's changed their minds on those things. But JFK routinely brought prostitutes into the White House. We don't say, I will never say his name again. We need to change the name of Kennedy Airport. We need to take his face off of the 50-cent coin. I don't say because Thomas Jefferson, you know, owned slaves and slept with them, his face should come off the nickel. I don't say that because FDR fooled the country, lied to the country and said, I'm not sick, I'm fine, I can walk around when he could not walk around. And by the way, during the course of his entire presidency, four terms, he had a mistress. We don't say we better get his face off the dime and put the Mercury dime, you know, which would be nice. Actually, it's much prettier. But I got to tell you, folks, the world has gone kooky.
Yeah.
And to support this president and to not believe that he is, quote unquote, caging children and on and on and on. The madness. So people went crazy. Pete Wehner, who formed the religious right. Many people don't know this. He was probably the principal architect of forming the moral majority and the religious right. He has now turned into a vicious Trump hater who spends all his time fulminating and sputtering about how evil Donald Trump is. I guess we're not going to talk about the fact that Hillary Clinton is probably one of the most corrupt politicians, like the swampiest swamp creature that has ever existed, who took money for the Clinton Foundation to give access to the Chinese, to the Russians, to everybody on and on. So tremendous corruption. But evidently people like Pete Wehner would have preferred that she were elected so that they could say, well, I have a good Christian witness because I'm not standing up for Donald Trump, who's evil and who slept with a porn star. Well, I got to tell you, folks, you've got to be adults here and you've got to understand that we're living in fallen times, and to support a president like a Ronald Reagan or somebody doesn't mean you agree with everything they ever said. I mean, the fact that I have to say this on this program is sad. But P. Wehner wrote this long article in The Atlantic, and I read it, and the only word I could think of is this is preposterous.
Mm-hmm.
It's absolutely preposterous what he wrote. Here's the final thing. He says that Franklin Graham and I were saying that everyone who opposes this president is motivated by the devil and is demonic.
Yeah.
We didn't say that.
No, you didn't.
We said something a little more nuanced, a little more theologically correct.
Mm-hmm.
But I just have to say this to my audience because people are probably wondering what's going on out there.
Yeah,
what's going on out there is people are very sour, very bitter, and very nasty. In fact, Pete Wehner, it wasn't good enough that he smears me in this way. He had to refer to my slipshod biography of Dietrich Bonhoeffer.
You gotta be kidding.
No, seriously.
Oh, my goodness.
No, look, these people are convinced they drank the Kool-Aid. So
yeah.
Pete Wehner's my brother in Christ, and I say to him, brother, please, like, stick to the facts. We could disagree, but please stick to the facts. Anyway, let's go to something really positive. First of all, we got John Zmira coming on in a couple of minutes, number one. Number two, we have an opportunity. Let's talk about Christianity, folks.
Yeah.
You put your money where your mouth is. If you want people to know that you love God, the way to do that is by loving the people that he loves. Love the least of these. We love our enemies and we love those who are suffering, and we behave in that way. We don't say, oh, I love them. We do what we can. We have an opportunity on this program this month only to give to CSI, Christian Solidarity International. They are freeing people who have been enslaved by people that are jihadis, activists, radical Muslim jihadis in Africa who believe in slavery, who are enslaving women and children and men, who are abusing them, who are raping them. We have an opportunity on this program, think of this, to free these slaves. Christian Solidarity International is on the ground in Sudan. They know what they're doing. They know how to do this. They know how to get these folks out of slavery. They trade an expensive cattle vaccine. They go to these slave traders who care more about their cattle, and they say, we'll give you this vaccine, which will save the lives of your cattle, if you give us this human being whom you have enslaved. For $250, not only can we accomplish that, but this person gets set up with a goat, with all kinds of utensils and things. They are surrounded by a community of people who help them get back on their feet. It's an outrageous opportunity for us in America to do something great. I am begging you, go to MetaxasTalk.com, click on the banner. If you don't want to do this at Christmas, folks, I got to tell you, we have to let our hearts be softened. We have an opportunity. Please go to MetaxasTalk.com. Please do this. God will bless you. I say that emphatically. This is one of the most pure, good things you can do. Please do it for God's sake. He weeps for these people, and we should too. Hey folks, Eric Metaxas here. As you know, following Christ is a lifelong pursuit. It requires perseverance, and practice makes permanent. A new study Bible for today is the third edition of the Life Application Study Bible. Read by more than 20 million people, it's the best-selling study Bible in the world. The Life Application Study Bible is not a Bible for a season. It's not for a New Year's resolution. It's not just for hard times. It's a Bible for all times, with more than 10,000 newly updated and expanded notes, charts, maps, timelines, profiles, and more. The Life Application Study Bible is the most complete single-volume Bible ever compiled. It is just what you need to apply biblical teaching to your everyday life. As you train for the race God calls each of us to, the Life Application Study Bible is the companion and coach you need by your side every single step of the way. For who you were, who you are, and who God has called you to become for all times. Learn more at lifeapplication.com. That's lifeapplication.com.
Guess what? Right now is the perfect time to get your house ready for the winter so you can sit back and enjoy the holidays. Home Advisor can help get you started. Home Advisor matches you to the right pro for the job in seconds. You can read reviews and even book appointments online. Home Advisor can help with any home project, big or small, painting, plumbing, even remodeling. So why wait? Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app to get started on your next project. Home Advisor.
There is a battle being fought right here in America. The radical left is trying to silence anyone who disagrees with them. They want to shut you up.
I'm Dennis Prager. There's no more important issue facing America today. If we can't speak freely, we can't be heard.
But one film is fighting back. No Safe Spaces.
Every American should see this.
See No Safe Spaces, only in theaters. Rated PG-13. Go to NoSafeSpaces.com for tickets.
I couldn't sleep at night. All I could think about was my credit card debt.
I knew I couldn't get a loan, so the thought of owning a home or a new car seemed totally out of the question.
I was afraid to answer the phone, and I dreaded the mail.
It just felt like my credit card debt was this deep pool, and I was just drowning in it.
This might be you right now, and you should know you're not alone.
There is hope.
Right now, certified counselors at Trinity Debt Management are standing by and ready to help you, not judge you.
One call to 1-800-990-6976, and you'll find hope to live your life out from under the weight of credit card debt.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment.
Put a stop to late fees and over-limit charges. Reduce your interest and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
If your debt has you down, we should talk. Call 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
Hey, folks, the team at MyPillow is grateful for you this holiday season, and they're so grateful they have an amazing offer. Buy one, get one free on their incredible sheet sets. Mike Lindell has come out with the world's most comfortable bed sheets. He finally found the best cotton in the world in a region where the Sahara Desert, the Nile River, and the Mediterranean Sea all come together to create the ideal weather conditions for growing cotton. His new Giza Dream bed sheets are made with this long staple cotton, and he guarantees they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. He says, the first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else. The Giza Dream Sheets are available in a variety of colors, and like all of Mike's products, they come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Right now, you can buy one, get one free by calling 800-978-3057 and use the promo code ERIC or Metaxas for a limited time. You can buy one, get one free, plus free shipping. Call 800-978-3057 or go to MyPillow.com, MyPillow.com, but make sure you use the promo code ERIC or Metaxas. ERIC or Metaxas, go for it. Hey there, folks. It's the Eric Metaxas Show. I'm going to continue my conversation with Bishop Juwon Zumbez of Bukuru, Nigeria, and our friend Larry Alex Taunton. Bishop, you were telling us the story in the previous hour about that there was a mass killing which necessitated a mass burial. And you said during the process of burying these victims, the Fulani herdsmen attacked. Now, I just have to say, most people would think if you want to know if somebody is good or evil, you look at a situation like this. To attack people, to kill them while they are burying their dead, it's not the sort of thing that makes you think, you know, maybe that's the religion for me. Maybe that's the ideology for me. It almost seems to out itself as somehow demonic, evil, inhuman. It would not attract adherents. It's amazing to me that they are so ideologically bound that they would be willing to kill while people are burying their dead. Do you have an idea why they would do that? Do they feel that every time they kill a Christian, they kill an infidel, they will be more blessed somehow by the God they worship, whoever he is?
Yeah, I think that's part of it, the indoctrination. That's part of the teaching of Islam. I think Islam teaches them that. But I think that is godlessness. I don't think that there's any, you know, spirit of God in anyone who would see someone burying their dead and yet still want to kill the living who are trying to bury the dead, to multiply the dead, in other words. Let's multiply the dead. Right? I mean, I see a situation of total depravity. It's godlessness. There's no God.
But what is more ironic and what is more demonic than godlessness calling itself religion? This is, you know, if somebody says, I am godless, I believe in nothing, that's one thing.
Yes.
But if they do those things that are godless and evil while they're claiming to do it in the name of God, of course, it becomes doubly evil and depraved.
That's true. Absolutely true. I mean, we don't have an explanation to such a situation. I mean, if there are no people you go to talk with, you can't reach them. They do their harm, and they are, you know, they disappeared into the thin air. No one runs after them. No one catches them. No one calls them to book. And so they keep perpetrating the same evil acts over and over again, and always having their own way to doing it.
Where it's one thing for your children to want their father to come home while you're here getting chemotherapy, but it must be difficult to be a father here, safe in America, knowing that your children are in Nigeria and you're not near them. Do you feel that your children are safe where they are now?
So far, so good. I've had no bad news about their safety.
Yeah,
the Lord has kept them very well since I left home. So it's only the hands of the Lord. He keeps, you know, like you talked of miracle a while ago. I mean, it could be part of the miracle. He still keeps.
That's right.
Yeah, we're, you know, you think that I can't keep them.
Right.
My presence will never change anything about that situation.
This is a very, very healthy keeps, yeah. and correct attitude, yes. right? That God is the one who determines when they go to be with him. Now, Larry, when you were over there, I read one of your articles, but it's amazing because you saw the violence and the threat of violence up close. Tell us a little bit about that, because it is a big deal when someone, you know, like you, chooses to go to Nigeria. What did you want to accomplish by going there, first of all?
Well, you know, Juan and I, as he had indicated earlier, we had become friends, and he'd invited me to come there, and the timing wasn't right at when he first extended that invitation some years ago. But as I was putting together this Around the World in 80 Days project, which basically allowed me to write on anything that matters, which could be socialism, it could be immigration, or in this case, the persecuted church, this was something that I felt really mattered, and we needed to bring attention to that. Before I went, as I indicated, there are those who really discouraged me from going. But I looked at this the way after Charlie Hebdo, the attacks in Paris that killed many people in 2015, I believe it was. I published a piece with USA Today. That they gave the title, you never get to name your, title your own pieces. They gave the title, Islam and Christianity Are Not Comparable. And I laid out how many magazine covers of Charlie Hebdo had been anti-Christian, which was 21, and had yielded zero attacks on Charlie Hebdo. And there had been seven attacking Islam, and that yielded three terrorist attacks. Well, shortly thereafter, Al Jazeera invited me to come on television and to debate a Muslim cleric. And I received a call from a very prominent, someone you would know, very prominent evangelical Christian who had been on Al Jazeera, who told me, do not do this. Do not do this. They Muslims, every AK-47 wielding terrorist in the world will see you because they're broadcasting it to all their platforms, 260 million people. And, they will threaten you. They will threaten your family. And after some prayer and discussion with my wife and my staff and my board, we said the possibility to put the gospel in front of 260 million people is too good. And to give encouragement to people like this who are watching it on television, because they're sick and tired of seeing Christians in the West roll over with a simple threat when they're facing actual persecution. And I thought, no, we need to do this. And so we did, to push back at Islam, to push back at the assertion a cleric comes on and maintains, oh, this is a religion of peace, to which I could reply and say, well, as I recall, I don't think it was Amish who flew those planes into the sides of those buildings. That's not what happened. And your religion has an awful track record of violence. So I wanted to go to expose that and also to really elevate these dear brother Christians in Nigeria. And so actually seeing it, I wrote a piece. If you only read one piece on this, I wrote a piece called Heart of Darkness for is either Daily Caller or Fox News. I can't recall, but it's playing on Joseph Conrad's, title to his novel. And it really gets at the violence and the things that you're seeing there and how precarious the situation is there. One of my favorite pictures, which I wish we could put it up on the screen. Very amusing, but it speaks to the violence there. I was going with him on his rounds, as a bishop, and we're going to see the sick at the hospital. Do you remember this?
Yeah.
And as we're going in, there's a big sign posted in the front of the hospital that says, no weapons permitted. And then just below it in parentheses, it says, except for sidearms.
I think you showed me that, and we had a laugh over that, a year ago or whatever it was. But I think I remember seeing that, and I thought, what?
Yeah, meaning
no
your
weapons
they don't even really consider your
sidearms.
Your Glock, your Smith & Wesson,
right.
as a real threat, as
right.
a real weapon, because almost
right.
everybody's carrying an AK-47. But that's the kind of circumstance that we're talking about.
Yeah. Wow. I'm just so glad that you, the two of you met in, where were you in 2010? I don't remember this now. Where were you studying?
We were at Trinity Evangelical Seminary.
In Chicago.
No. This is in Ambridge, Pennsylvania.
Oh, of course. How can I forget? Ambridge. Everyone I know in the Episcopal or Anglican Church, who believes in the Nicene Creed comes out of Ambridge. You know, we probably have a number of friends in common, but I don't remember. I mean, I forget so many things, but I forgot that you had been there. Mm-hmm. Wow. Terrific.
Yeah, that was a very nice, you know, stimulation to hear from. I was the only person going through this who wasn't a priest. And so I'm sitting out and I'm really listening to their stories and enjoying hearing the problems that they're dealing with. But then enters Juan into the picture, and he's not a priest in, you know, Peoria. Yeah. And the stories that he had to tell really resonated with me. And I thought, we need to give visibility to this, and we need to elevate his voice for the persecuted church.
Are you in connection with Father William down in Birmingham? Do you know Father William? I can't remember. He's at that cathedral, or Thad Barnum. There's so many people I know who came out of Ambridge, Pennsylvania, and they were there. Well, I don't want to go into that now because we have limited time, but it's just a beautiful thing, Larry, that you are letting Americans know this story, because as we said earlier, the media just doesn't cover this. It's like a non-issue, and I still don't understand quite why. But what I want to talk about,
I think
about,
that's a subtle racism too.
Well, actually, I was going to say there. I think there are two things. There are two things, and we could talk about this when we come back from the break. But I think that there's an element of racism, but I also think that it's like with the Jews during the Third Reich. On the one hand, they're the canary in the coal mine. But on the other hand, there are plenty of people that think, you know what, they've got it coming. They're the bad guys. The Jews have been on the top, and they need to be taken down a peg or two. Yeah. I think that people believe that about Christians, that if Christians are getting persecution, you know, it's about time. They've got it coming. We'll be right back with Larry Alex Taunton and Bishop Juan Zumbez of Bukuru, Nigeria.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. The House Judiciary Committee is set to take over the impeachment probe of President Trump next week, scheduling a December 4th hearing on the question of high crimes and misdemeanors set out in the Constitution. A storm dumping heavy snow buried highways in Colorado and Wyoming today, prompting school closures in Nebraska, forcing more than 1,000 people to sleep overnight in Denver's airport, where hundreds of flights have been canceled, just as the busy Thanksgiving week travel period goes into high gear. The storm heading toward South Dakota, Iowa, Michigan, Minnesota, and Wisconsin, and another storm in the Pacific Ocean moving toward California and Nevada. Authorities say most of the 5,500 people who fled a Santa Barbara wildfire will be allowed to return home. No injuries have been reported. The Dow ahead 29 points. The NASDAQ is up 10. This is SRN News.
If you're drowning in IRS debt and can't afford to pay, then you need to take advantage of special IRS tax programs that are available and free yourself from IRS collection efforts once and for all. Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing throughout the country, the Internal Revenue Service has made it easier to settle delinquent tax problems. An open phone line has been established by Community Tax for consumers to call and see if they qualify. Take down this number or store it in your cell phone, but call the Community Tax Helpline at 800-600-3010. If you owe back taxes to the IRS and cannot afford to pay them back, or even if you have years of unfiled tax returns, there's no need to fear anymore. But you have to call the Community Tax Helpline today at 800-600-3010 for the help that you need. Don't take on the IRS alone. They can attack your wages, savings, pension, home, and even your Social Security check. Call 800-600-3010 for your free consultation and to see if you qualify. That's 800-600-3010.
Hey, Mike, how's the house coming along?
Needs a ton of work. The pipes are leaking. Needs a new roof. The AC just broke. I just don't have time to do it all myself. You know anyone?
Oh, just ask Home Advisor. They match you with the best local pros for any home project.
Cool.
Yeah, you can read reviews and book appointments online.
What's it cost?
Actually, Home Advisor is always free to use.
Nice. I'll check it out.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app.
Home Advisor.
Protecting data across modern decentralized networks presents challenges that traditional backup solutions can't handle. At best, you'll waste time and money managing multiple solutions. At worst, gaps in coverage will leave your data vulnerable. Barracuda Backup is a single cloud-integrated solution that simplifies the backup process and allows data replication to anywhere on your network, a private cloud, Barracuda's cloud, or to the AWS public cloud. Reclaim your data. Try Barracuda Backup free at barracuda.com/backup.
Hey there, folks. We just got a final segment with Bishop Juan Zumbez of Bukuru, Nigeria, and our friend Larry Alex Taunton. If we have a few minutes left, what should we talk about, Larry? There's so much here.
Well, I think the bishop here, he has a very compelling story. He needs your help. People can really get behind him and the things that he's doing, that his people there are doing. And I want to be clear on this, too. I wouldn't advise just anyone to go to Nigeria or to go to these very dangerous places in the world. You need to have a specific calling and mission and have, contacts there and clarity about what it is that you're doing when you go to these places. But you can support them with your prayer. You can support them with your resources. You can lobby, this government to take notice of them, because we're talking about authentic persecution, and we're talking about a religion that in the West has fashioned itself to use our own laws, our own freedoms against us, while here they are spreading all of this violence. But the public face is always, well, we don't know what's going on. We don't have anything to do with that. Gosh, we were very surprised by this. But the reality is that behind the scenes, these are people that I've debated. CNN International, Hyde Park in London, aforementioned Al Jazeera. This is the reality of what's going on with this religion. But our God is greater than their God. Our God is a real God, and he is a God of grace. And ultimately, it comes down to grace. And we want to pray that the Lord gives grace to Juan and to his people, and that we elevate this man's voice and really get the word out about what's going on in this part of the world.
Well, and we know that the left turned a blind eye during the killing of millions and millions of Jews not so many years ago. And we keep saying never again. We said, Clinton said, I wish we had done more in Rwanda. The fact of the matter is that, now is the time. Bishop, any final stories or anything that pops into your mind?
I think what I would like to say is the fact that, number one is to say thank you to Eric for the privilege and for Larry putting this up together. And then secondly, to tell, our brothers and sisters in the West that we need to be real more proactive than we had always been in terms of response to Christian persecution. I mean, we sometimes when stories like this are told, people hear them, they listen, and they don't think about it any longer. After this show, probably someone may listen to us, but they may do nothing about it. When you listen to stories like this, for you to act, it will require you praying over it, listening to what God says to you to do, and then to act as the Lord, the Holy Spirit, deals with you or directs you to doing. Because I know, it's like a show in a marketplace or in a theater where people go watch and then feel excited and they're gone and nothing is done about it. I like the church in the West to know that if the West, it's a power, a world power in economy, in security, in all of those big name things. I had asked a question in my write-up and someone, and I said, could the West be a world power in terms of the gospel? Can the West take the lead? Could the West show us the way? Could they, show us the muscles they have? To tell us that that the gospel is still relevant. We need to be together. It's not an individual thing. Synergy is very key to it. We must work together as an entity. So I think that's what I will have to say. And to keep praying for Nigeria, the Nigerian church, pray for us for courage, that we will be willing to take more risk, that the persecuted church persecution in the church and of the church is a reality. I had seen a situation between 2010 and 2016 when every week within my diocese, 30 people were killed. 30 people.
Every week?
Every week. You know, every week between 2010 and 2016, not less than 30 people were killed in that diocese.
To tell you an interesting story, Eric, that might amuse you, and yet it's also sad, but how casually they take this, you know, what's happening. Is Juan, as I indicated, you know, he's having his chemotherapy. By the way, normally he has a beautiful full head of hair.
I was guessing. I was guessing the chemotherapy.
The chemotherapy
took your hair,
has taken his hair, but he's been with my wife and I now for 4 months, you know, living with us. And we're driving along one day, and he's talking about a recent attack on the road between Abuja, the capital, and where he lives in Jos. You know, it's about a six-hour drive, this particular road. It's extremely dangerous. And he's saying, you know, people along this road, the Fulani might attack you at any minute, take you out into the woods and, you know, out into the bush, as he puts it, and shoot you. You'll never be heard from again. Or they might rape you, or they might do this, or they might do that. And then, without any sense of irony, he says, Laura, you must come with Larry next time he comes back.
That is especially funny because it's extremely unintentionally funny, which makes it all the funnier. Well, I have to say that it's very healthy for us in the West to hear these things. So, Larry, thank you for making it possible. And Bishop, thank you for making it possible, because you bless us by your presence and by your voice and by your example, because we need to know what is happening. And I think what you said, we'll close on this, we just have seconds, but that anybody listening to this program, if they would take a moment to pray about what they might do for this situation, for the Christians in Nigeria. Folks, let me just ask you to do that. We're out of time. Larry, Bishop Juan, thank you, and God bless you.
Thank you, Eric.
Thank you, Eric. Thank you so much. Sweet Lord.
Hey folks, Eric Metaxas here. There's something you all need to know about Relief Factor and about Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son owners. As you know, they're on a real mission to help as many people as possible get out of pain, and they've been a consistent sponsor of the show for several years. In radio, sponsors come and go. They may even stay for a year or so. It sounds like they're doing super, and then they're gone. Well, not so with Relief Factor. Pete and Seth are consistent year after year, and that's because tens of thousands of people are now taking Relief Factor every day for their back and neck pain. I'm one of them. Shoulder pain, knee pain, hip pain, and they are now in less or no pain at all. All these people, it's as simple as that. It works. That's why I've joined Pete and Seth on their mission to help you get out of pain today. And the first step is to order the 3-week quick start pack for $19.95. If you're still skeptical, remember, it's not just me. There are tens of thousands of other nice people who would happily tell you to give it a try. It can be done. It could be at your door in just 2 to 3 days. Go to relieffactor.com. Remember, relieffactor.com. It works. It works.
Hi, it's Mike Gallagher. Over the last few months, my fellow Salem talk show hosts and I have been speaking across the country at the War for America's Soul Tour. Thousands of people have attended these sold-out events in cities all across America. We talk candidly about the attacks against our Constitution, the push for radical socialism, open borders, and other issues affecting you and our country. Not everybody could get a ticket, so we filmed the event in Sacramento, California, and Tampa, Florida. These were incredible nights with a few surprises. You can now watch the events on demand or even buy the DVD. It's a front row seat to watch me, Dennis Prager, Hugh Hewitt, Sebastian Gorka, and Larry Elder. We discuss the critical issues that are at stake ahead of our next presidential election, and we give you the truth. To watch it now, go to watchsalemmedia.com. Trust me, you'll be glad you did. Enlightenment, compelling, entertaining. You'll learn. Go to watchsalemmedia.com for the War for America's Soul Tour.
Hi, I'm Bill O'Reilly.
And I'm Alexander Green, Chief Investment Strategist of the Oxford Club.
Now, I've been following Alex's work here for 15 years. Alex joins me in what we're calling the Great American Wealth Project. It's a free online event that will show you how to get wealthy in the booming Trump economy. Alex, right now, there are more millionaires created each day than at any other time in history. Yet at the same time, many hardworking folks get left behind.
And that's exactly why we created the Great American Wealth Project, to help those who aren't ready for retirement and deserve the chance to retire rich. At the event, I'm giving away details on my number one millionaire-making stock.
Alex and I reveal exactly what it takes to supercharge your wealth. Plus, I'll show you how to get my brand new book, The United States of Trump, absolutely free. So please make sure you join us at the Great American Wealth Project. Just go to O'ReillyWealthProject.com to get started. Again, that's O'ReillyWealthProject.com.
Presented by the Oxford Club.
So what would you do with an extra $500 a month in your budget? $500. This isn't hypothetical, by the way. This is something you may need to think about very soon if you decide to become a member of MediShare. MediShare is a way to pay for your health care, and typically it costs $500 less per month for a family versus other health care plans. So seriously, think about this. You could pay off loans, pay down a mortgage, save the money for retirement, donate to charity. That would be a big deal. But you know what? Here's the best thing. MediShare works. It's a Christian health care sharing ministry with 400,000 members. They've shared over $2 billion in medical bills, so they can help share your needs too. And with MediShare, not only do you save, you don't have to pay for things you don't believe in. And that's a beautiful thing too. So here's how you can find out more, and you might actually wind up saving even more than $500 a month. So check into it. 844-45-BIBLE. That's 844-45-BIBLE. 844-45-BIBLE.
Man, don't you love Glen Campbell?
Oh, I love him.
I love Glen Campbell. Okay, folks.
Yeah.
Before I forget, we've been talking, as you know, to our friend Larry Taunton and this extraordinarily heroic bishop from Nigeria. You can watch the entire interview on YouTube if you go to our YouTube channel, the Eric Metaxas Show. By the way, subscribe to the YouTube channel, and please tell your friends to subscribe to our YouTube channel. We are putting out so much great content. I have to tell you, it's wonderful that TBN has blessed us by building this gorgeous TV studio and that we can do everything so that it looks like a gorgeous TV show. Obviously, TBN has us on their network every weekend on Friday and on Sunday. And by the way, if you go to the TBN website, you can watch all our shows online. So they put a half an hour show on every weekend. But because they build these beautiful studios, we can put on most things that we do on YouTube. So if you want more content, there it is. And the Larry Taunton conversation with this bishop and me, I have to tell you, the man is a hero. And so you can watch the entire thing. It's a little bit over an hour, but you get a sense of, you know, obviously you can see what we all look like. And this bishop is just a sweet man.
Yeah,
he's undergoing chemotherapy right now. He's really suffering and battling. But a part of the reason that I thought it was exciting to have him on is because he and his people in Nigeria are being horrifically persecuted. Persecuted doesn't really do it justice. They're being murdered. Mm-hmm. They're being tortured by radical Muslims. Radical Islam has gained a foothold in Africa in the last 10 years via Boko Haram, via the Fulani herdsmen. This is brutal and horrible. And as we know, we're doing a campaign with Christian Solidarity International, which is freeing the slaves of these radical Islamic people, okay? They have enslaved people, many of them Christians, and Christian Solidarity International is enabling us to help them free these slaves. So when you hear these horrible stories, such as the one that's being told by the bishop, or that we've been hearing from the bishop on, again, you can watch it on YouTube or you can listen to the whole thing at our website, MetaxasTalk.com, or on Apple iTunes or whatever. It's all over the place. But when you hear this, you've got to think, you know what? I can do something about this. CSI is giving me an opportunity to do something. And our friend Kevin McCullough, has said to me personally, you know what, folks, if tell your folks, if they can't do $250 to free a slave, if they can give $20 a month, that adds up to $240 at the end of the year. If they can give $100, that's going to help. I mean, whatever people can do, you are literally able to free slaves, because CSI has this whole network. It's kind of like the Underground Railroad in America. And we say, well, if I was alive back then, I would have been on the right side of history. If I was alive during Nazi times, I would have been on the right side of history. Folks, you are alive during Nazi times. You are alive during slavery times. This is happening now. And the question is, what can we do? And you say, well, I really don't want to go to Africa and get involved in this. Well, guess what? You don't have to. CSI is there. They're experts. They know what they're doing, but they need our help. I mean, it's not nice that we would help them. It's necessary that we help them. And when we talk about being the church, when we talk about being people who believe in right and wrong, you don't have to be a Christian to know that slavery is evil. Slavery is an evil thing, to subjugate human beings because of their religion. Now, imagine, these are blacks, okay, who are radical Muslims, who are enslaving other blacks who are Christians, who are not radical Muslims. And they believe, according to their religion, this is fine. This is exactly what they should do. Treat them as second-class citizens, because they're not the kind of Muslims that these people enslaving them are. Therefore, they're second-class citizens. This is happening today. Today, now, while we're talking on the radio, driving around, listening to this program, this is happening to human beings who are no different than our own kids, than our own sisters, it's than our own parents. It's an unbelievable, horrible thing, but we can do something about it. So I'm asking you folks, if you can't go to MetaxasTalk.com, that's the easiest thing. You go to MetaxasTalk.com, you click on the banner, and it tells you everything there. $250 enables CSI to get a slave out of slavery and to set them up in a life of their own, to give them support, to give them cooking utensils and fishing hooks and everything they need to survive and to live and to be free. And they transport them very far so that the people who've enslaved them can't get them back. I mean, there's all kinds of stuff involved. $250 enables them to do that. But they're relying on us. They are relying on us. This is not, you know, hyperbole. If we don't do it, they can't do it. It's that simple, because the slavers are not interested in goodwill. They want, you know, if you give them the vaccine to help their cattle survive, they care about their cattle more than they care about these people. If you do that for them, they'll say, OK, I'll let you have so and so. And it's that simple. If they don't get that vaccine, if we don't give the money to CSI, these things don't happen. So I want to say, this is an outrageous opportunity. It's very rare in this day and age that you can do something that is so clearly what God would have us to do, to free the captives, literally, literally. So you go to MetaxasTalk.com. Of course, we have a phone number. We're going to give you that phone number right now. It's 800-253-3522, 800-253-3522. When you give, I want you to know that not only do these folks get out, but CSI puts on a celebration for these people. Once they're in safety, they pray over them. They gather for a meal. They give medical care to any of them. They give counseling to them. Mm-hmm. It's just such a wonderful thing that CSI exists and is doing this. But as I say, they simply cannot do it without our money. So give sacrificially. I'll bet you have a relative that would much rather you said, I gave $100 to CSI to free a slave in your name, rather than give you the sweater that you don't want or the appliance that you're going to put under the counter and not use, you know, the pop-popper or whatever it is. When we come back, Alvin and I are going to read some fun emails. We get some really fun emails.
Oh, well, yes.
In hour one, we had John Zmirak. Don't miss hour one. Zmirak's always a hoot. We'll be right back.
Guess what? Right now is the perfect time to get your house ready for the winter, so you can sit back and enjoy the holidays. HomeAdvisor can help get you started. HomeAdvisor matches you to the right pro for the job in seconds. You can read reviews and even book appointments online. HomeAdvisor can help with any home project, big or small, painting, plumbing, even remodeling.
So why wait? Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app to get started on your next project. HomeAdvisor.
Hi, this is Larry Elder, and over the last few months, my fellow talk show host and I have been speaking across the country at the War for America's Soul tour. Thousands of people have attended these sold-out events. We've discussed attacks against our Constitution, radical socialism, open borders, and other matters affecting our country. You need to hear the truth about what's at stake ahead of our next presidential election. You can now watch the events on demand or even buy the DVD. Go to WatchSalemMedia.com. That's WatchSalemMedia.com.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. President Trump pardoned a Thanksgiving turkey today and told some impeachment jokes along the way. White House correspondent Greg Clugston with that report.
In a White House tradition going back three decades, the president spared two turkeys from the Thanksgiving table.
Today I will issue a pardon to a pair of very handsome birds, Butter and his alternate Bread.
He also joked that the birds were trained to remain calm under any condition.
Which will be very important because they've already received subpoenas to appear in Adam Schiff's basement on Thursday.
A reference to Congressman Schiff, who is leading the impeachment inquiry for the House Intelligence Committee. The pardoned turkeys will live out their days at a farm in Virginia. Greg Clugston, The White House.
On Wall Street, the Dow is ahead 70 points and the NASDAQ is up 20. This is SRN News.
So there's this guy named Jordan, and he's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. But then he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage four. And here's the thing. He had switched from medical insurance to MediShare, which is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this really going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. If you want to find out more, here's a number for you. 844-45-BIBLE. That's 844-45-BIBLE. 844-45-BIBLE.
I can't lie. No more of your darkness. All my pictures seem to fade to black.
Hey there, folks. It's the Eric Metaxas Show. What a day.
Oh,
John Zmirak and the bishop from Nigeria. I'm telling you, it's crazy. Tomorrow on the program, we have our friend Melanie Penn.
Oh, yes.
Melanie Penn is a dear friend, a brilliant musical artist, singer-songwriter. She is featured in the TBN special that we have coming up in December, and we're gonna talk to her tomorrow. She's just delightful, and her music, we'll try not to spoil it for you. Right now, though, since Thanksgiving is coming up, I thought, you know what we haven't done in a while? Read mail that comes in from our listeners. And some of it is positive. Okay. This is really cool. It says, this is Liam Rafferty from Waterloo, Ontario. Folks, okay. We have listeners all around the world. I'm telling you, I can hardly believe it. He says, it was with considerable delight that I discovered your interview program accessed via a search command for Katie Hopkins. So sometimes we'll have on a guest, people want to see something about that guest, and boom, this show comes up. Cool, right? So then he says, unlike other interviewers, and I use that term advisedly, you don't gallop from question to question, denying your interview subject the chance to answer what was last asked. Thoughtful and intelligent are the two words that come to mind. Immediately, I will continue to tune in. Best wishes, Liam Rafferty, Waterloo, Ontario. Thank you, Liam. I appreciate that. Now,
nice.
Dave Roundtree from Roseburg, Oregon, writes, hey, Eric, I found you a couple of months ago. I've been really interested in Jonathan Cahn and found your interview with him on YouTube. So I guess it does work that people, you know, we have these people on and people find their way to this program just from searching for somebody they're interested in. Okay, so he says, I enjoyed the interview immensely, but I also fell in love with you in an appropriate sort of way, exclamation point. This is Dave Roundtree. We're not dating, folks. Take it easy.
No.
He says, I've been binging on your YouTube videos, Socrates in the City, and I Am Second. I really appreciate you, your leadership, your ability to relate with and effectively communicate with so many types of people. I love your humor and your bumper music. Mm-hmm. You've educated me about so many issues, and God has used you to pour into me spiritually. I do not know of a public figure I relate to and am so in line with more than you. Thank you for speaking my mind and heart in so many ways. Thank you for being authentic, for not having it all together, and for your willingness to be vulnerable, grow, and experience God in ways that are new. You've been such an encouragement to me to do the same. Your friend in Roseburg, Oregon. Ladies and gentlemen, wow. You don't know what this kind of stuff means to me. Because, you know, we get some negative commentary, usually which is vicious.
Yeah.
But some people actually write to criticize, and they're very sweet. And I got to tell you, I read everything. And if you're sweet, of course I'm going to take what you say very seriously. So thank you for those of you who criticize this or that. We have another one.
Yeah, criticize, but in a nice way. That's okay.
In a nice way, I don't mind it at all. Because half of what you say is true. I mean, I know that I've got a lot to learn. Okay. Somebody writes, Steve Adams from Middleburg, Florida says, Eric, I just discovered you on YouTube. You have such heavyweight and interesting guests, and you're able to stand toe-to-toe with them because of your intellect and education. Well, if I fooled you, Steve. And he writes, and you are also so dang funny. Well, now that thrills me because we try.
Yeah.
We want this to be fun. Please keep going the way you have because you're right on and a pleasure and edifying host to listen to. I just want to say we didn't only pick out the good stuff, but when we get stuff like this, it is so encouraging. I want to thank you for listening.
And if you want to really see Eric's humor side, get ready for the Christmas special.
Oh, the Christmas special is going to blow minds. TBN will tell you when it comes out. Before we go, let me remind you, you must please give to CSI. Go to MetaxasTalk.com, click on the banner. Please do it, folks. It's a way to thank God for how he's blessed you this Thanksgiving.